We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of the best draft analysts in the country is Dane Brugler of The Athletic, and he's been kind enough to take a few minutes to join us this morning, and he is on the program on the waitforward.com hotline. Morning to you, Dane.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, Dane. How you doing?
Doing well. Hard to believe it's draft week already, but so glad it's here. Obviously, things are a little different this year, but you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be 3 days, 255 draft picks, and so a little bit of normalcy returning to our lives.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good one. But with that being said, you know, Chris Morrison put out there that he heard rumors that the Falcons were potentially going to move to the fifth pick in the draft. What do you make of those rumors? And if they do decide to do that, number one, how are they going to get there? I mean, what are they going to have to give up? And who do you potentially think they're going to take?
Yeah, I think that when you look at this team, I think they really want to add some defensive studs. What I've been told is they've been doing a lot of homework on what it would take to trade up and the different spots in the top 15 picks that they could trade, and then asking price for each one of those spots, just to kind of weigh their options and say, okay, well, if it's this much to trade up to, say, number 8, well, how much would it be just to go up to number 4? And, you know, just going through all those options. And I think a lot of it's due diligence, and that's what teams are doing at this point. I think a lot of fans would probably be surprised how many draft day trades are pretty much completed before the draft actually happens. They lay the groundwork, and that's especially true this year with everything going on, with everyone being remote and communication being a little tougher during the draft. There's a lot of trade action right now with teams talking picks and compensation. So I think the Falcons are just doing their homework on what it would take to move up to different parts, because they're ready to be aggressive. There's no question, and I think they want that defensive stud. If they move into the top 5. We're talking Isaiah Simmons. If they move into the top 10, it's likely a C.J. Henderson. But the name I keep coming back to and I keep hearing is A.J. Terrell from Clemson. If they are maybe a little more conservative with the trade, maybe they move up 3 or 4 spots. Maybe they try to get in front of the Raiders at 12, you know, whatever that may be. But I think a corner is really what they'd like to add. A.J. Terrell from Clemson is a name that keeps coming up, and when I talk to NFL teams around the league.
Talking with Dane Brugler, who is an NFL draft analyst for The Athletic. Going to your larger point that Hugh was talking about this earlier, and I think making a really good point about the fact that to the extent that there are going to be trades are already completed, does that include the potential that we're not hearing, Dane, of all those names that are out there? We know that there's a lot of noise right now about Leonard Fournette and Ngakoue down in Jacksonville, but we've also heard about Trent Williams. We've heard about other players. Have those guys been essentially, in your opinion, agreed to on trades? Is that possible?
It's definitely possible. And, you know, part of it's a little complicated for some of these guys because they have to sign their tender, and some of these guys are not going to want to be traded unless they have a new deal in place. So there are definitely some red tape that some of these players have to work through in order to get traded, but that's why you do all that now. That's why you go through the process and you kind of vet every single option. You just don't want to be, on draft day especially, you don't want to be caught out of position where it's worst-case scenario and you're kind of out of options, and so you don't have those trades to fall back on. And, you know, a lot of these trades are contingent on the right player being there. If the Falcons really wanted to go up to get, say, an Isaiah Simmons, they have a tentative deal in place with, you know, just hypothetical, with the Giants. but then Simmons goes three. Well, then all of a sudden that trade's off the table. So, you know, it's something that you do all your homework now. You have these in place, so you're ready to pull the trigger if you want to go that direction. And so that's what the smart teams are doing. And I think that's where a team like the Falcons, who they at least have that, I think they have the process down. They've got their communication down, where some of these other teams who maybe have a first-year general manager, a first-year head coach, they've had some turnover in the front office. It might be a little tougher for them as they try to work out their communication in a draft as unique as this.
We're talking to Dane Brugler. I can't say R's today. Brugler. NFL draft Perfect. Analyst for The Athletic on Sports Radio 929TheGame.com. With that being said, you're talking about A.J. Terrell potentially being the Falcons' mm-hmm. first pick. Does that mean that they feel like Dante Fowler is enough pass rush for them up front?
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I think that when you just look at the players in this draft that are at the top and you look at the needs on this team, I mean, I'm all for drafting the best available players because I think you need to – you're not just drafting for next year. You're drafting for the next 4 or 5 years. And with the attrition in the NFL, with injuries, you need to draft the best players, especially when you're picking in the top half of round one. And I think there are two pass rushers that are going to go top 15, top 16, and that's Chase Young, obviously, who's going to go number two to the Redskins, unless we have some shocking trade before now and Thursday, which is probably unlikely. And then Kalavion Chaisson from LSU, who you know, is a player who has a lot of buzz right now. And I think he could go as early as the top 10. And I think he'd be one of the backup options for the Falcons if he's still around at 16 and they stay put. But I do think they really want to address corner. I think that's something that when you look at that depth chart, I think there are some players, you know, Isaiah Oliver, I think they think has some ability to possibly push for a starting role and hold on to that starting role. Kendall Sheffield, they think, could be a guy that is going to, you know, play significant reps for them this year. But still, I think it's a position they know they need to upgrade. And A.J. Terrell, 6'1", 195 pounds, 4.42 speed. If you're going to gamble on length and speed at a position, it's corner. And, you know, he picked the last two games of the season to play his worst games, unfortunately. I think most people, their lasting image of A.J. Terrell is against Ja'Marr Chase in the national title game. But his full body of work shows a really good player, and I think that's why there's a good chance he's going to be off the board somewhere in the top half of round one.
Dane Brugler of The Athletic is joining us, giving us his thoughts on the NFL draft. Let's expand this out a little bit. Dane, what do you expect in terms of a run in the first top half of the draft? Is it going to be offensive linemen? Is it going to be quarterbacks? You have a bunch of quarterbacks, half a dozen right there at the top of the draft, which, interestingly enough, I mean, all are pocket passers. There's no real mobile quarterback among the bunch, which says that a lot of teams either need pocket passing quarterbacks for the most part, or are they going to need protection for those quarterbacks in the long term? Which is it going to be?
Yeah, we're definitely going to see a run on tackles. We're going to see Jedrick Wills, Tristan Wirfs, Mekhi Becton, Andrew Thomas. Those four guys are going to be off the board pretty quickly, top 12, top 14 picks. And then offensive tackle, it's not going to slow down. We might have four more offensive tackles drafted in the late half of round one into the early portion of round two. So eight tackles have a good chance of going in the top 40 picks. And then there's a big drop-off. So if you don't get your tackle early, you might be you know, left without a chair later on. But I do think you're right, quarterback, and that's everyone. That's where the draft revolves around, is these quarterbacks. And the wild card of the draft, the headliners, Tua Tagovailoa, and where will he end up? You look at Miami at five, the Chargers at six. Do they feel comfortable with the medicals, with the injury situation from his past, and then him holding up in the future to draft him there? And if he doesn't, if they don't, and he gets past number six, I don't think we're talking enough about just where will Tua land if he falls out of the top six picks. You look at Jacksonville at nine, maybe. I would be surprised. I think they're okay with Gardner Minshew for a year, and then if that doesn't work out, they're going to make it run for Trevor Lawrence next year. You look at the Raiders at 12, would John Gruden be able to help himself? I don't know. And then the Patriots are lurking there at 23, potentially, to make a move. So if Tua falls out of the top six picks, it's going to be really, really interesting to see just how Folley Farr's how far he falls, and then which team is going to make a move. Is there going to be a team that goes up to go get Tua? Are they comfortable with the medicals? And he's a top five talent, but it's just the doctor feedback and the medicals, that's the unknown right now, and a lot of differing opinions throughout the league, just how it will Tua be able to stay healthy, and is he worth the risk there in the first half of round one?
Talking to Dane Brugler, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Now, Dane, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and I want you to think a little bit. Like, who is the one guy, excuse me, that you feel, any name that you want to throw out there, that's probably going to be taken in the first round that nobody anticipated being a first-round draft pick?
Yeah, we always have those guys. I mean, I think, you know, even Caleb McGarry last year by the Falcons was one of those guys. And this year will be no different. And this year we might have even more of those guys because of the different process that we had. So I think when you look at it, if I was going to throw maybe a surprise name out there, Josh Uche from Michigan, 6'1", 245 pounds, a little bit of a tweener, but the speed that he can bring off the edge, that's what has teams excited. And he was more of a part-time player at Michigan, played only about 50% of the snaps. So he's only 21 years old. He's an ascending player. The resume isn't robust. It's not ideal. But in the late first round, you're looking for traits. And Josh Uche has some of that explosiveness off the edge where he can really capture the corner, threaten the edge, and stress out blockers. So I think he could be a surprise, especially when we look at the late first round, Seattle, Tennessee, San Francisco, Kansas City, a couple of those teams, they're looking for those pass rushers, and Uche is an interesting name to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and a lot of you play a little bit of linebacker, too, and that's probably a need. Like, not saying the Falcons are going to take him in the first round, but they do probably need to fill some depth at linebacker spot, too. So that's sure. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the appeal is the versatility, because he has that a little bit of a tweener where, and it's funny because 15 years ago, some of these guys were labeled as tweeners. You know, Isaiah Simmons, he would have been a player without a position. And in today's NFL, with defensive coordinators thinking more outside off, being a little more creative, they see the opportunity to be versatile. And, you know, these guys, instead of being specialty players, now that they can stay on the field for all three downs because of the way you can move them around and the way you can use these players to manipulate offenses instead of the other way around. So, yeah, I think some of these players who were labeled as maybe tweeners 10, 15 years ago, now they're looked at as more hybrids who can stay on the field and, you know, you play to their strengths and they could be weapons for your defense.
Final 30 seconds or so with Dane Brugler. I want to put you on the spot about the Atlanta Falcons. When we first heard about Chris Mortensen's, kind of rumor out there that the Falcons wanted to trade way up in the draft, Hugh had a thought that I agreed with, which is it wasn't cornerback. It was actually defensive tackle looking at Derek Brown. So if you look at the Falcons and you say they don't trade and they sit at 16, what's your best guess? Is it an edge guy like Chase Son? Is it a defensive back? Where do the Falcons go at 16?
I think they want to go corner. I really do. I think corner is where they have their eye on. And I think that they might make a little bit of a move to go up and get the guy. But if they stay at 16, I think Terrell, good chance he's there. And then the name to watch in the second round, Leki Fotu. The Falcons have done a lot of work on the Utah defensive tackle. He's a big boy, 6'5 and a half, 330 pounds. He could be that run plugger in the middle they've been looking for. So look at corner in the first round, Leki Fotu in the second round. That would be my guess a few days out.
Dane, appreciate it, and thank you very much for taking a few minutes. You can follow him on Twitter. I just did, Dane Brugler of The Athletic. Thank you, Dane.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.